This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. We are red hot rolling. It is January the 13th, 2024. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing pretty well. The weather is catching a lot of people off guard, you know, except for the smart people, because it's wintertime. You know, it's going to snow.
Right. And speaking of winter, the Buffalo Bills is postponing their game from Sunday to Monday because of a forecast of 2 feet of snow. Thankfully, I live in Washington, D.C., where the weather's been nice, but the temperature has been dropping. And speaking of football, we will not bring up any scores of the Kansas City-Miami game and how many times the camera pans to some talentless lady because it's on a subscription channel. So hopefully the NFL will just go away because people won't be paying even more money for their football games. Also, at this time, we want to say hello to our special listeners, Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Yonadosis New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Be safe, one and all. First order of business, as always, we want to remember the men and women of law enforcement who were murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately, this week we have no names to read off. Be safe, one and all. Second order of business, or first story of the evening. Tuesday will be the Iowa caucus. And unfortunately, our favorite candidate, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, has suspended his campaign. Now, anybody that's been around for a minute know that once you suspend a campaign, you never, ever unsuspend it. So Governor Christie has dropped out, which really, really go ahead. Something you want to say, Walt?
No, you go ahead. I'm waiting.
Okay. Well, anyways, we were really devastated. Chris Christie was our dark horse in the running because he ran a hell of a campaign. Everything was, you could sum up his campaign in two words, Donald Trump. Anything about domestic policy, it was Donald Trump. Anything concerning foreign policy, the whole world's on fire, we're about to go into World War III. No, it was Donald Trump's fault. Chris Christie's ideas on how to improve the lives of American citizens, he just spoke about Donald Trump. You know, crime, education, jobs, border security. Well, Donald Trump is not a fit candidate, so vote for me. Anyways, it was a great run. Chris Christie is a really knows how to be a disciplined individual by looking at his various pictures. He's very soft-spoken. and we wish him very well because we all know what's going to happen next. He's going to get himself a whole bunch of jobs as a consultant, as a expert, as a guest speaker, as a lecturer, hawking products. Maybe you'll see him on the Fox News channel for vitamin supplements or get some sleep or the organization to shake down Christians to help the Jews. I think it's called the Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and maybe a weight loss company or two. Well, what say you about the loss of Governor Chris Christie in the race for the White House?
Well, you know, I think he had aspirations way back in 2014 or 15. He had aspirations of not really being president, but I think he fully expected Donald Trump to choose him for, you know, his running mate in 2016. And then when that didn't happen, you know, I think, you know, Donald Trump, you know, threw him a bone or two, but really didn't want nothing to do with them because of, you know, number one, you know, far be it for me to judge another human being. However, you know, like you mentioned a little bit before, you know, I wouldn't say, you know, his run for the presidency or the nomination. You know, the guy hadn't run a day in his life. Okay. Well, at least not since like junior high school or something. And, you know, and you would think that you would want to kind of improve, you know, not only your attitude about things, but your just your stature. I can't remember. I guess it was maybe Buchanan was the heaviest president ever, or Chester Arthur, maybe one of those two. They were pretty big guys. Maybe he wanted the record of being the biggest president ever. I don't know, but he certainly is hard on the eyes to take seriously when he opens up his mouth. I don't think he has a natural lisp, but he talks with a lisp. And I think it's because, you know, he looks like a squirrel with his cheeks stuffed with nuts or something, the way he talks. I'm sure he's an intelligent man. I mean, the guy was governor, of a major state in the union. So, you know, he's not a stupid man, but I don't think he's taken the steps to make himself any more informed. And like a old beat down comedian, it's the same material over and over and over. Like you said, Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that, Donald Trump this, Donald Trump. Yeah, we know you're rich, Donald Trump. We know. I remember him saying that in the debates way back in 15. So he just hasn't changed his tune, his tone, you know, or his tummy. He hasn't changed any of those three T's. Everybody thought he would be a great president because he was yelling at people like 10 years ago, you got your tan, get off the beach. You know, when Superstorm Sandy was coming through or something like that.
The legislature didn't pass a budget, so they couldn't pay to keep the beaches open. But Governor Christie took it upon himself to take his family to a state beach with just him and his family hanging out.
So, you know, and people thought, you know, he was doing the right thing and headed, you know, being forceful and not forceful, but firm, you know, in the way he would speak to people that, you know, weren't really doing the correct thing, let alone they weren't doing anything illegal. But everybody thought he was going to be, you know, the next president way back then. And I think he still thinks that. He's not a political force, you know, to be dealt with. And it just, you know, it's a shame because, you know, he could have had a good, a good run, you know, at a longer governorship, except, you know, for Bridgegate started happening and things started to fall apart. But, you know, when you can't touch your ass with both hands, I guess you can't see what's going on behind you. And that's what his downfall was.
Right. But a couple other things real quick. When Trump did a rally in Millington, Tennessee, a political cesspool country, and we were all over the place, it was a hot mic moment. Christie was upset about something, and Trump just said, go home, take the plane and go home. So I think Governor Christie got his britches in a twist over that. Also, he said, well, he speaks in a firm tone. Well, that is That is correct. That is true. But nothing else on his body is firm. And if you come, right. if you visit our website, 75radio.org, you have a picture of Chris Christie in a soft baseball uniform playing in a charity game between New York's Finest and New York's Bravest. And, of course, he's wearing a NYPD jersey. So, anyways, we'll come back about – we'll talk about another loser that we have no love for. Also we have two other losers we have no love for here in D.C. But stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 75 Radio.
We are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 75 Radio. It is Saturday, January the 13th, 2024. Anyways, the next story gives me a little smile on my face. Radio personality Howard Stern was not at work last week. Unlike his 40-plus weeks of vacation, he was out of work for a different problem or a different reason. It turns out Hoo-Hoo Howard caught COVID, which is not surprising, number one. And number two, I'm almost happy he got COVID because for, I don't know how many years now, Stern was jabbed twice, got numerous boosters. He hid it in the basement of his one of his mansions, either in Long Island or Florida, and he didn't do the show. He remained isolated. His poor trophy wife had to suffer with Howard, and he got the COVID anyways. And on top of that, he degraded anybody that didn't want to get the jab, questioned the science, questioned everything. He trashed them, saying, "Oh, you don't know what to talk about. You're full of it. You know, if getting the jab makes me woke, then I'm woke." So, anyways, Howard Stern got COVID, and could happen to a nicer person, because we've been talking over the years about how wretched Howard Stern is in terms of how he treats his coworkers, how he treats his staff, how he treats his employer. He sued his own employer. And then he talks down to all of us like we're a bunch of imbeciles, and he gets COVID. So anyways, unfortunately, he's back to work, and he's celebrating his 70th birthday this month. He has another year and change left on his contract. But, you know, let that be a lesson to you that, you know, it's live your life. Don't run away from your problems. You know, Stern's got $500 million. He's got a trophy wife. He's got everything in the world on that he wants, and he's still miserable. But as for me, I don't have any money. I live in something that looks like Fred Sanford's house, and I couldn't be any happier than I am right now. Well, what say you about Hoo-Hoo getting the Wuhan flu?
Nah, I don't care. You know, Howard Stern back in the late 70s, early 80s, you know, was a popular radio host. You know, he did Imus. He did the afternoon show when Imus did the morning show on NBC, the old NBC in New York, in the early 80s, mid 80s. And then he started to lose touch with reality, probably because his popularity was kind of waning a little bit because, you know, face it, he was just a boring Jew from Long Island, you know, turned out to be. and he started to dip into the wild side of dirt, you know, having trannies on there and cross dressers and on his show and stuff like that. And you know, and he had the late night show, and then Son of Beach came out. And so he started to get into the realm of, some people's minds where it just revolves around, you know, what they used to watch or look at or listen to when they were in their little closet, and, you know, Howard Stern put it out there on the air. And he's through the years, I'm sure he's had a lot more conditions than COVID. I'm sure that, COVID is the least of his problems. You know, he just needs to get a life. There are people that, you know, he's got a big following, a cult following. And he's, you know, very wealthy. But I don't care. He's got COVID, you know, making a big deal out of it. Hey, you know, just do what you're supposed to do. Go to bed, drink lots of fluids, and, you know, shut up.
Right. So, but anyways, I'd like to see what's...
Howard Stern is just not a role model for anybody except, you know, the perverts and the pedophiles and trannies and trannos and transies and whatever else is crawling around out there.
Right. It was funny. Years ago, he used to go after Rosie O'Donnell and Ellen DeGeneres, and now he has them on a show. So, you know, which Howard is the real Howard? The one back in 1990 or the one in 2024? But anyways, moving right along. Speaking of COVID, well, here's the We're Right Again file. Anthony Fauci finally testified before Congress about COVID again, and personally, I think he needs to be in jail. Some of the things that came out to include, he signed off on grants to the Wuhan lab. So the Wuhan lab is in China. He signed off on giving money to the Wuhan lab in China. So then there's no oversights on the grants. Like, all right, well, we're going to give grants, no oversights, no quality assurance, no way to make sure that what they're doing is, you know, on the up and up and not going to kill us. Also, he helped in the cover-up of dissenting opinions on COVID. Remember second opinions? Remember you go to a doctor for something and then you seek a second opinion, and he or she might say something else. Also, he came out with he came up with some story that the Wuhan leak was a conspiracy theory, and then he had it published, and then said, "See, this story came out on a legitimate medical journal saying that there's no leak at the Wuhan lab, when in fact there was, and he helped cover it up." So then he pushed the vaccine mandates. He pushed the 6 foot distancing, even though there's no science to prove it. He pushed for the shutdown of America. He pushed closing of the schools. He pushed everything that went wrong with this this pandemic. He was responsible for, and again, millions of people died because of his, incompetence, his God complex, or a combination of both. But he said in testimony over 2 days he could not recall certain questions over 100 times. So, and he had two of his own personal lawyers, and the government gave him two lawyers. Why would the government give him two lawyers, and he need four lawyers to testify about, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? But, like our buddy Jamie Gunner says, karma has no end date. He tore this country apart. This country almost just absolutely went right in the toilet. And he's walking around like, he's not at fault. So, God's going to have a couple words for Anthony Fauci, when he does, meet his maker, hopefully sooner than later. Walt, what's the deal about this, fraud?
Well, like I said, recently, about this guy, he's walking around now in Italian shoes and imported suits and silk ties, gave up his lab coat a long time ago, hasn't been in a lab in 15 years, 20 years, yet he is the expert. So, it's a shame that he really had, the administration, the Trump administration snowed as far as his knowledge goes. He was just, talking off the cuff and saying I don't want to say negative things, but never in the positive. This is what you got to do. And then, it comes up with the word droplets and, cover and masks and stuff like that. I think more people got sick from those masks, weaken their systems, and just when they took off their masks, when they were around other people, they got COVID. I just don't think he was a smart man. You can have intelligence, but you could be as dumb as a bag of rocks, and that's what he turned out to be. And it's a shame. And they're not really holding him accountable, because they're letting him sit there and say, well, I don't remember that question. Well, freaking replay his answer for him. Okay? Replay it like they do in a criminal court. You don't remember what you said? All right, let's go to the videotape, like Warner Wolf used to say. Let's see what you said back then. You're just saying you don't know or you don't remember, so you don't contradict yourself and look stupid. But you look stupid anyway, but at least, he's probably saving himself from going to jail by saying, I don't remember, I don't recall. So, it is what it is. He's on a mission to stay out of the limelight. And as far as I'm concerned, the United States government should just bury him somewhere. Not physically, but, put him on a post up there in the Antarctic for research on COVID and sub-zero temperatures, Let him come back in 10 years and give us a expert's opinion on that.
Right. And here's another thing, Walt. The guy was paid the highest paid federal employee, and he has a net worth of $11 million. I mean, does he have Nancy Pelosi's broker? So that's very interesting. Anyways, when we come back, we can talk about another winner in Washington, D.C., Hunter Biden. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. It's the countdown to the caucuses on Monday, but first to Israel this hour, where families of the hostages still being held by Hamas terrorists in excruciating pain, worrying about the fate of their loved ones as we approach the 100-day mark on Sunday that they were kidnapped. Very little news in the American media about them. In other news, the Biden administration finally taking out targets in Yemen, including a Houthi radar site, this after the group has attacked ships in the Red Sea more than 100 times in recent months. The Department of Defense says to expect retaliation for the action. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin remains in the hospital at Walter Reed Medical Center. He's being treated for complications related to prostate cancer surgery. To Iowa now, where it's been snowing and freezing cold, presidential hopefuls making their last-minute pitch to voters ahead of the caucuses Monday night. Former President Trump canceling some weekend rallies. He releases a video message.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out.
Vivek Ramaswamy had to abandon his bus due to terrible weather conditions. Still his team going door-to-door meeting voters. Nikki Haley telling reporters,
"This is an unbelievable amount of snow. But we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can."
"I was shocked at how many people were willing to come, given how much snow's on the ground. But I'm going to use every minute I can to be able to win votes."
And Ron DeSantis and his wife both campaigning as best they can, considering the weather conditions.
"We have a lot of people that we have signed up to commit to for us over many months. I think they're motivated, they're passionate, and they're going to show up. What about the broader electorate? I just don't know, but I'm confident our people are going to come out strong."
The latest Suffolk University poll has Trump at 54% in Iowa, Haley at 20, DeSantis at 13, and Vivek at 6%. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book The Proper Role of Law Enforcement how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. God, I love that riff on that song. Anyways, real quick, I got the WNYW Fox 5 TV news up from New York. And they did a story. It turns out the FDNY is requiring EMTs, part of the EMS division of the FDNY, to wear masks again. And we all know that the masks don't work. And just ridiculous. I mean, I hopefully the union has something to say about that, but requiring all the EMTs start wearing masks again. You know, well, look what happened last time we had all these mandates. You know, come November of 2020, look what happened. Well, any comments on mask mandates for New York's bravest?
Yeah, you know how I feel about masks. I just said that in the last segment. But they, you know, they don't work. You know, they don't work. You know, it's not a total failure, but it's something that is not working. If it worked 100%, sure, I'd wear a mask. You know, but you know, if it works, you know, 5% of the time, people say, well, if it works that, you know, that little of time, it helps something, doesn't it? Well, no, it don't. So, no, I don't. I don't comment further on masks. They don't work.
Right. Our buddy Patrick Ryan had the best quote. The purpose of masks is like putting a chain link fence around your house to keep out mosquitoes. Anyway, moving right along. The next loser, Hunter Biden. This week, Congress had another hearing on Hunter Biden. I don't know why. Were they going to indict Hunter Biden? Were they going to charge him for failure to appear? So, anyways, he was subpoenaed. He didn't show up for a subpoena as ordered by Congress, which is a legal document. So they had another hearing, but I don't know why, because it looked like the Jerry Springer show. And what's funny is that Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia, she had these big slides she wanted to show everybody, including clips from the laptop from hell. And Democrat Jamie Raskin from Maryland was all up in arms like, well, this is pornography, and the congresswoman knows about pornography. But it went back and forth, even though the naughty parts weren't covered with tape or whatever. And then Hunter Biden comes in with his two scumbag lawyers and a cameraman, because he's making this documentary about himself. For what reason, I don't know. He sits down, watches as this is unfolding, and then he gets up and leaves. And it just puzzles me. It's like, why would – I mean, it's obviously a setup, because Hunter sat right in the front row of the hearing room, because if the seats in the front row are always reserved for people. So he just walked in with his lawyer, sat down while this is unfolding. And what's funny is that if you remember a couple years ago with Russiagate, you had everybody going after Donald Trump Jr. saying he was a Russian asset. He's a Russian spy. He's working with the Russians, this, that, and the other thing. And there's no proof whatsoever. Meanwhile, you have verified proof that Hunter Biden was a foreign agent. He's helping his father with being the most corrupt president in American history. And Congress is arguing over slides if it was entered in evidence or not. And just totally embarrassing. But the good news is that Hunter did fly out the next day and face 9 charges for tax evasion from the money he got, accepted bribes on the behalf of his father, and didn't pay taxes on the bribes he received. That's, you know, they're going after him for bribery or treason or sedition. they're going after him for not paying taxes on the bribery money. I mean, just there is a deep state, folks. You know, you got Donald Trump. He's facing like a whole bunch of charges, a whole bunch of trials, different jurisdictions. Then you have concrete proof of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden just selling this country out for the highest bidder, and he's being charged for not paying taxes on the money he earned from accepting bribes. But it turns out Hunter apparently likes hookers and cocaine. You know, good for him. That's his business. But, you know, we are absolutely broken as a nation. And we got a million one problems, and they're going after Hunter Biden. Well, what say you about the Jerry Springer show in Congress this week?
Yeah, she was doing a really good job. She kept getting interrupted by, I can't remember the guy's name. She kept getting interrupted, which is just, you know, horrible. It seems like it's just a free for all in there, and there's no accountability, no control inside, no respect for each other. However, she made some really good points while that knucklehead was sitting there. And, you know, a lot of people would just say, well, I wouldn't know what to say to something like that. You know, it was all staged. It was all staged. There were seats out front for them. He was coached on, you know, what to do and how to react, which was, you know, no reaction. And, you know, make no remarks. Don't look annoyed. You know, don't look like, you know, you could say something if you wanted to, but you're not going to. It was all coached. It was scripted and rehearsed, and it was a political stunt just so Joe Biden down the line can say to an empty town hall that, you know, that Hunter did go down to listen to the accusations about him, but nothing came of it. So it's another farce. It's like what they're doing to Dr. Fauci. There's never going to be an accountability. There's going to be a lot of investigations, a lot of difficult and awkward questions being asked. And the answers are always, I don't know. Or thank you for that question, Senator, but I don't know what you're talking about. So it's all scripted and rehearsed, and it's absolutely disgusting. So I liked when he was walking in and walking out, people in the crowd were saying, are you high on crack or did you shoot heroin?
Right.
But that was pretty right. Good again. But no reaction because he was coached. Don't do nothing. Don't say nothing. Don't look at anybody. Just keep walking. He's straight as an arrow. He was probably on a binge when he didn't show up for the subpoenas a week or two ago. And he's probably just been babysat like what they did to Ted Kennedy in 68 or 69 when he killed Mary Jo Kopechne in Chappaquiddick. Just keep him out of sight, get him square, get him straight, and stand him up, put on a good suit and tie, and don't say nothing. So.
Right. And you know what? The thing we saw this week, and it's on our website, the theatrics, where it's, you know, here's something that people don't realize, and we're the only show that actually bring this out. It's Congress and the whole political system is two parties, Republicans and Democrats. It's like two different crews of the same organized crime family. If you look at The Sopranos, you had Tony Soprano running one part of the crew with Silvio and Paulie Walnuts. And then you had Junior Soprano running his side with Bobby Bacala and company. So it's two crews in the same organized crime family. And that's why I keep saying nobody goes to jail in D.C. except people like Donald Trump and James Traficant, because, you know, they rocked the boat. And a couple years ago, you had Congressman Madison Cawthorn came out on a podcast and just said, well, I've been invited to sex orgies and cocaine parties. Didn't mention the individual a member of Congress, any politician, didn't even mention the party. Just he was said he was invited. So what does the Republican Party do? They primary him right out of the office. So, you know, that's where we're facing. And, you know, and again, just it, you know, Steve Bannon, he refused to appear before Congress. He was subpoenaed, and so he faced charges. So Hunter is not going to face charges, and he's going to keep on living his life smoking crack. Anyways, we're going to come back. We'll talk about the real-life Camp of the Saints on 7-5 Radio. Stay tuned, everybody.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Oh, here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Back in 1973, French author named Jean Raspail wrote a book called Camp of the Saints. It's supposed to be fiction. This book was about 1 million Indian peasants landing on the shores of France, being shipped via cargo ships from India to France. Little did we know that the book would become nonfiction, as we have over 1 million people invading the U.S. borders, living in police stations, hotels, and now public schools. Yep, that's right. They're living in public schools, and not just abandoned public schools, but active public schools. In Brooklyn, New York, illegal immigrants have been moved from Floyd Bennett Field, where the NYPD's driver training course took place. That was my favorite part of the police academy. They were taken from 10th City and Floyd Bennett Field and moved into a high school in Brooklyn to hunker down for the violent storms that was hitting New York last week. And the students who were attending the school, they were told to stay home and go back to distance learning. Imagine you're a taxpayer, you're a resident of the city, and you can't afford to put your kids in private school, so you got to send your kids to the public school down the street. And now you're told that your kid has to stay home because the city needs to house a bunch of non-taxpaying non-citizens in the high school. Meanwhile, you can't get police to come to your house. You can't get your road fixed. You got to ride a smelly subway. You got junkies crawling around your neighborhood. But no, we got to kick your kids out of school, and you got to go back to distance learning, which failed miserably. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. For these illegal alien invaders, they need a warm, dry place to hang out. Well, what say you about this travesty going on in our old hometown?
Well, you know, the school thing is just absolutely ridiculous. I just don't get it now. They emptied out that nursing home. There's a couple of hotels that they emptied out. And now they're hitting our kids. You know, first the elderly, you know, then our tourists, then the tourism, and now our children, kids in school. Now they need to open up Gracie Mansion, you know, and let them fill up Gracie Mansion and destroy the rooms and the bathrooms and the kitchens and stuff over there. You know, they're getting three meals a day, you know, at a minimum. I would suggest is, if you want to house these people in such a fashion, to build a prison system for them, you know, maybe prison is not the word, but build a hub of buildings, because we're just wasting money now. On this immigration, on this the migrants and the illegal immigrants coming in, this is where you will live. You know, I think there's 76 prisons in New York State. I'm sure that there's enough room to take inmates out of at least three prisons. Okay, medium security. I'm talking about dormitory type is what I'm talking about. And go ahead and double bunk everybody, because when I was in the system, we were double bunked in the dormitories, which means, you know, there's an upper bunk and a lower bunk in a small 4-foot high cubicle. So empty out those prisons, put them inside the gate, throw them in there, and treat them like prisoners. Feed them, you know, three times a day, and just let them live. It'll be like mini escape from New York kind of thing. You know, but just they can't get out. Certainly nobody wants to go in. So just isolate them there and see how that works for a little while until somebody with brains can actually figure out what to do, which would be Donald Trump, and, you know, seal the border, put them all in big buses and trains, and don't even stop at the border on the way out. Just open up the gates. You know, here comes the train, and run the train into Mexico and just abandon it and let them go back to the foreign countries, close the gate behind them. So, I don't have the answers. I don't think anybody has the answers, but what's happening now is not an answer. Trying to come up with a temporary solution so our kids go back to school, our elderly can get back into their, you know, retirement community facilities, and the tourism can come back, because the damage these people are going to leave in their wake is going to be unbelievable. Unbelievable. Nobody's going to want to go to a hotel that was just lived in for 2 years by migrants. Who the hell's going to want to go there? They're going to have to gut the place and do it all over. And then, of course, the city will pay the bill. The government will pay the bill.
Right. Speaking of which, Adams is already telling New Yorkers, like, hey, open your homes up to these people, and the government will reimburse you because they're running out of rooms. And we talked about this in prior shows. Mm-hmm. The The hotels are filled up. These people are just absolutely turned into a flop house. And then they're being fed three meals a day. They didn't like the food, so they throw it out. Meanwhile, we have veterans and other people with citizens with issues get absolutely nothing. But you know what?
Nobody's in the subways,
right? And what nobody's saying is that you have a beautiful island right off of the coast of Lower Manhattan. You have Governor's Island, which is a old Coast Guard facility that the government decided to shut down. We could use that. They could use one of the many jails on Rikers Island for these people, or better
and
yet,
is Randall's Island too. Is Randall's Island also? What about that big ass ship that Donald Trump sent into the harbor 3-4 years ago with the for the COVID?
Yeah, that's a medical ship, but that's been used by the Navy.
Yeah, well, put them on that thing and float them out 5 miles out into the water. Leave them out there. Or
some
people have just, I think we all have just become too damn domesticated. You know, we had a civil war here, 130, 140, 50 years ago, and all those men and women lived in tents for 2-3 years in the middle of nowhere. And survived. So put up some tents in the middle of nowhere and, drop some food rations down occasionally. I don't know what to tell you. But to make sure that they have air conditioning and heat and running water and washing machines, and clean clothes, I think that's just a bunch of malarkey. It says, bring us your tired, your worn, all that nonsense. And but it doesn't say that, and we'll take care of you and do everything for you. And oh, by the way, we'll give you a manicure, on the way in. It's just a little bit way too much, way too much.
Right, and that's why Donald Trump needs to get back in office, because when I went to the function at the Trump golf course with John Stubbins. Tom Holman gave a speech that would make George Patton proud, because he already has a plan in place to get these people out of here. And he says it'd be the biggest deportation in American history. And he had it down the particulars to get these people out, because he's sick of it. Everybody's sick of it. I mean, even the liberals are sick of it. The people in the inner cities are sick of it, because now, they're fighting for whatever benefits that that they need or want. And it's like, oh, now, sorry, we welfare office is full of all these people, and they go to, I'm sure the hospitals are filled with these people, and so on and so forth. And these people that need help, they live there all their lives practically. But it just Joe Biden's courting a new voting base, because there's more and more clips of people in these inner cities, both black and Latino, saying they're voting for Trump. And our buddy Charlie Duff, he came out with the first clip of he sent his boy Detroit Red into the inner city, and nothing but Trump voters. So Joe Biden knows his goose is cooked. He's like, we'll just put one last nail in the coffin before I meet my maker, and we'll just destroy this country. So.
Well, Kamala Chameleon, the border czar, she's MIA. I don't think she's ever been down there.
Right, right. Anyways, we made it through another week. For Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoopstand reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it, and do not comply.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.